Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things, including my blog. Jim's blog is there, and if you want to go straight to the blog, you can go to jimsblog.biz. So check all those things out, the archives, the articles, the books, including, be sure to check out this book, Abelard's ABCs of Branding. That's the book that's written by Jane Cameron and Gene Wilcox, two of our outstanding Brain Trust members who join us together. They're always together, and it makes my day. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure being here.
It's good to have you here. Hi, Jane. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim.
It's good to have both of you here. And now, I always like it when you're here because you talk about one of my favorite topics, and I know it is your favorite topic, and that's branding. Before we go any further, though, isn't there a new book in the offing?
We're working on a workbook, a series of exercises that will take people through the brand, the Catalogo's brand process.
Yeah.
To help them understand how to do things better.
Okay. Well, I thought there was one coming out. When's it going to be out?
Oh, well, we don't know
get
that.
Get busy, get busy, ladies. Come on.
I know.
I thought we were going to launch that book on the show today.
Well, we'll launch it on your show, but it's not going to be this time.
Well, just in case your mother hasn't been giving you enough pressure, I thought I would try. I was filling
fill
in for it. Okay. One of the things I know you guys talk about a lot is making sure that we don't complicate the branding process. Right, Jane?
Right, absolutely.
So how do we do that?
Well, I think basically what we've been looking at now is making branding kind of into a game and talking about games you can't lose. And basically, how do you make your marketing, how do you get it to engage your clients so that you're not talking at them but talking with them and hearing what they say?
Are you saying make them part of your branding game?
Yes.
Think about it, Jim. I mean, today people are so busy and distracted, they don't get subtle messages. And if they can't figure out what you're trying to say easily and they don't want to understand what you're trying to say, they're not going to listen.
There's not much subtlety in the marketplace anymore, is there?
There's no time for it.
Well, we're being, you know, there's so many blasts of messages out there coming at us, and most of the messages use pretty blunt instruments with them, don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to articulate the obvious with people.
Well, how do you do that? Tell us what that looks like.
Well, let's see. Here's something that we did, which is an example of how not to do things. We have a product, something we've developed called Cattle Link, which is a website that has a consolidated calendar listing of events from over 100 organizations in the greater Philadelphia area, which is where we're located. Well, we put together a brochure that had this list of over 100 websites, and the people had to follow an arrow and turn the page to figure out that it was that sentence that I just said. It's a consolidated website with events from over 100 organizations. So that's an example of what not to do. You know, don't make people have to walk through things and figure things out. Just tell them. And keep it in as few words as you possibly can.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I don't know how many times I go to a website and I literally have to hunt for what I want when it's the main thing that they sell.
Right.
Or if they want me to do something to jump through a hoop to in order to give them my money, make it a big hoop, guys. Don't make it a little bitty hoop. I'm bigger than I used to be.
Right.
Right. Yes. Well, some of us are bigger than we used to be.
I'm not talking about anybody but me, ladies. But I'm definitely bigger than I used to be. I need bigger hoops these days.
Right. Well, I think also when you're really busy and everybody does their website a little differently, it's like learning a new sport. Like when you get to practice throwing a ball through a hole and do it a lot of times, the chances are you'll hit it.
Right.
But if this week you have to kick a soccer ball in the goal and the next time you're on a website you got to throw a softball through this and then it's a basketball, it gets very confusing as well.
There was a company years ago that was like a pre-Walmart kind of a company. I've forgotten even the name of the company. I don't think it's around anymore. I'm pretty sure it's not around anymore. And one of the things they wanted you to do business with them was to take a tablet, take a clipboard and a pen, and go around and write down the stuff that you wanted.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, this is like homework.
Yes. Oh, it's worth it. Yeah.
You know, why would I do that? And I didn't do it. And so they didn't. And you know, I don't think they're doing that. I don't think anybody's doing that anymore. I mean, it was a dumb thing. And, you know, go ahead.
I don't think anybody did that. I mean, I think wasn't that the kind of experiment that was how shopping was done in Russia and it didn't work? I mean, I hate to be crass.
Maybe so, but I mean, no, I think they thought this would work. But another thing that you can't do, and this is to me, this is the cardinal sin of trying to, this is the anti-branding move to make, and that is when you confuse your customers.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the cardinal sin of the marketplace to me, is to confuse your customers, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And that's why it's so important. Of course, Jim, we always, with you, get back to A, B, and C. Things
right.
need to be appropriate for your customers.
Because you know I need things slow. That's right. Go ahead.
Right. That they need to be believable and that you need to be absolutely consistent because, as Jane said earlier, you get used to doing things a certain way and seeing certain messages. And when you change that, you have to retrain people.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, appropriate, believable, consistent, that's the key to keeping people with you.
But here's the challenge, and we're going to talk about this when we come back after these messages. How do we blend the new stuff, the new technology, the new things like blogging, for example, or like email marketing and things like that? How do we blend the new things in to our business model, to our branding activity without seeming like a fad? How do we know what's a fad? How do we know what's going to work for the long term? We're going to get Jane and Jean to help us with that. Their book is Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's an outstanding branding book, and it's also a lot of fun. 20 after. Stay with us. Mm-hmm.
So, again, appropriate, believable, consistent, that's the key to keeping people with you.
But here's the challenge, and we're going to talk about this when we come back after these messages. How do we blend the new stuff, the new technology, the new things like blogging, for example, or like email marketing and things like that? How do we blend the new things in to our business model, to our branding activity, without seeming like a fad? How do we know what's a fad? How do we know what's going to work for the long term? We're going to get Jane and Jean to help us with that. Their book is Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's an outstanding branding book, and it's also a lot of fun. 20 after. Stay with us. Hi, folks. It's Jim Blassingame with a question for you. Did you know that Office Depot has an online technology superstore? It's called Tech Depot, and you can find it online at www.techdepot.com. Tech Depot has over 100,000 competitively priced technology products, including all of the top technology brands. In addition to desktop computers and laptops, you'll find wireless products and home networking, digital cameras and camcorders, plus the latest in storage media. And if you're looking for the latest software solutions, there's an excellent chance that you'll find what you're looking for at techdepot.com. Also, Tech Depot offers you the ability to customize your new computer using our simple step-by-step process. You choose the processor, memory, hard drive, and other components that fit your individual requirements, and Office Depot will take care of the rest. And you can track your order right online. All of this and more is waiting for you at www.techdepot.com. Thanks again, Office Depot, for helping us take care of business.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've got a couple of questions for you business leaders out there who are looking to become business legends. Are you tired of shouldering the burdens of paperwork and liabilities? Have you got a strategy in place to take your company to the top and stay there? Well, if it's a question of becoming one of America's best small businesses, the only answer is Administaff.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Dave Anderson, president of Anderson Fire Protection here in Maryland, and Administaff has played a key role in my company's success strategy. They handle all my human resources needs. They help me provide my employees with big company benefits like health care and retirement services, and they've equipped me with proven strategies that have improved my productivity and my bottom line.
Talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputation in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friends Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron, the co-author of Abulard's ABCs of Branding. And Gene, tell us where your book's available and your website, please.
Our book is available on our website, www.catalogos.com.
And that's cattle, logos, those two words, together.
Together. And it's also available on Amazon. If you do a search for Abelard ABCs, it'll pop right up.
And if you're noodling around on my site and you're going back, you want to go back and listen to all the wisdom that Gene and Jane have deposited with us over the years about branding, while you're there on that page where you can hear the past interviews that we've done, you can also link over to a little review of their book, and you can link all the way through and purchase it. So check that out when you get a chance. It's a good one, and we're looking forward, ladies, to the workbook. Okay, now one of the things that I try to talk to small business owners all the time about is about the 21st century. I tell them what Dorothy told her dog one time. She said, "You are not in Kansas anymore, Toto. We're in the 21st century." She didn't say the last part, but I added that. Anyway, I tell them that because I want to get them to stop doing the things that they did in the 20th century that aren't effective anymore, that aren't valid anymore, and come into the 21st century. But the challenge is what's going to last? What is it that we have today in the 21st century? How do we determine what's going to last and what's just a fad? And one of the big things right now is blogging. Everybody wants to blog. I've got a blog. It's not like anybody else's blog. I know you're not surprised at that. But what about things like that? Are they going to last? Is that a good way to build our brand?
Well, I think this is Jane. I think that basically, one explanation for blogging and why everybody's doing it is to say it's word-of-mouth marketing on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you look at a blog, you can reach anybody. You have the potential for reaching anybody in the world. And what that's done is it's changed the conversation that's taking place in the marketplace. It used to be a one-way conversation in that the people that had control of the channels told us what to think, feel, and buy.
Right. Manipulators.
Yes. And they didn't care how we felt, because a 2% success rate on any campaign was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So if you alienate 98% of the world, that's okay.
But aren't there different kinds of blogs? I mean, we got blogs that the kids write, then we got blogs that the journalists write. But aren't blogs? For example, my blog is not like anybody else's blog. It's a multimedia blog. It's what's going on in my life today, which is basically something that I've written and all of the interviews I've done today.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is the nice part about blogs, is they can be customized to what's appropriate for. Again, there's my favorite word. What's appropriate for you and your market. I mean, some of these blogs now are a way of companies doing their customer service.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And so what? So that, I guess what I'm getting at here, ladies, is if I'm a small business owner and I've visited some of these, the classic blog, the traditional blog, I might be saying, what's that got to do with my brand?
Well, there's some interesting things about blogs, too, that can help. Like, one of the most powerful things you can get today is your Google rating, right, where you appear on Google. And it turns out the way that search engines work is they look at how many changes have taken place on a website and what changes more, your traditional website or your blog. That's one obvious thing.
So if you change your blog every day, whereas your website may not change every day, maybe your blog will get you more presence, more higher in the Google ranking, so to speak.
Right. And
now, blogging for employees has some interesting consequences, because
that can be dangerous, can it?
It can be dangerous, and there were examples of people, you know, politicians who blog, who there was a someone local who had a blog, and he had just the most offensive humor on it, and people were like, "Wait a minute, this is not right."
Did the guy think he was living in a vacuum or something?
He just didn't get it. Didn't get it.
Hey, now he doesn't get to go to work where he used to work.
Right. You got it. He's not in office anymore.
Right.
But you have to be careful of that, because if you're on a website as an employee and you identify yourself as from XYZ company, what you say and how it's taken affects the brand of your company.
So, do you recommend blogs for small businesses to help to get their brand out there?
We're basically looking into it.
So yes. The jury's still out on it, then.
The jury's still out.
But I like the idea of using a blog for customer service, right?
Well, it's a good way to get, I mean, because it is two-way, and as Jane said, it's not just pushing information to customers. It's a way of customers reacting to what you're saying and doing.
But you need to have some control over the input from the outside, right?
Right.
You have to be able to edit that, right?
Right.
And I only mean edit it because some people vent their ideas or their thoughts in unfortunate ways. Give us the website again, Jean.
The website is www.cattlelogos, cattlelogos.com.
Thank you, ladies, for being here. Good job today, as always, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Jean Wilcox and Jane Cameron, the author of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. Check it out when you get a chance. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with John Bertu. He's with the National Taxpayers Union. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.